recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for telling a friend. What's going on, man?
Not much going on. So, good news, everybody. Divorce rate in the United States is down. Yeah, down almost 20%.
Down 20%.
Isn't that crazy? That in spite of baby boomers continuing to get divorced at a high rate. In other words, 55 to 65-year-olds, the rates have doubled from previous generations, and 65 and above have tripled from previous generations.
Yeah, although it was a pretty low number
right.
in the past.
That's
but
right.
still, but, and tripling is tripling.
Yeah, and still in spite of those numbers, it's down 20%. It's 18%. But it's predominantly in millennials and Gen Xers. They are actually staying married.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine what the hidden data might be that's reflecting maybe a different trend? What might the data be missing? I guess would be a better way of phrasing it.
It's got to be high rate of gay divorce.
Ooh,
going on.
Not in the millennials. Not in the millennials, because that would be reflected in just divorce generally. It's the fact that marriage has become sort of a...
Oh, I didn't mean gay divorce, like homosexual. I meant bad, like lame. Like that divorce is so gay. You know what I mean? Like a spike in gay. Like, that's stupid. You just saw a text from her old boyfriend and you got divorced. That's gay divorce, you know? Not homosexual,
oh,
Drew.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Like, I'm
so sorry.
Gay.
Hey,
like,
yeah,
I mean,
it's
gay.
Good.
Like,
it's good.
Oh,
no,
it's lame.
It's a good idea. It's a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, you thought I meant gay divorce.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I meant gay divorce.
No, divorces like, that are gay.
Why'd you guys get divorced?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's so gay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I could see where that would be confusing, though.
It makes me nervous, but you're sorry.
Mm-hmm.
No,
you know, like when I say lame,
yes,
I don't mean a person with a bad leg.
You don't?
No, I mean it's like bad.
Well, certainly you're discriminating against people who are lame, who have
but
a lame leg.
But when someone goes, dude,
how
that's
dare you
that
be?
Idea.
How dare you speak like that? It disparages people who are lame, who have a bad leg.
Like what Drew tries to get in on the comedy. It's always funny. That is lame. All right, so what's going on? Who, what,
what's
with divorce?
What's hidden in there is that marriage is becoming another element of separation between people with money and without.
Oh.
So people on the lower socioeconomic rungs are not getting married at all.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still having kids, and they're still having screwed up relationships.
That's not gay.
That's lame.
That's lame.
Yeah.
Look, everybody, there's a model for success in this country and the world, but especially this country, and it's get married, you know, have kids after you're married, wait to have kids, in other words.
You're so old-fashioned.
Stay married, raise your kids.
Well, and that's so weird of you.
Get your education before
what?
You have your kids.
College is not worth it anymore. What are you talking about?
Do all of that, and statistically, you'll have a much higher likelihood of success in this country in this time. And it's pretty dramatic. I don't know why we need to go over the statistics. It's pretty sort of self-explanatory that when you have kids at 14, it's going to be harder to be successful than waiting till after you've gotten your master's degree to have the kids, or raising a kid alone financially is going to be more difficult than raising it two incomes or having multiple kids in one. There's a pretty straight line to success, and most of the information falls on somewhere between no shit and no duh, unless you work at the Huffington Post, and then you have to have a fucking fist fight with all the retarded people who work there over your no shit concepts. Okay. I don't know why we even debate this stuff.
No duh.
No duh and no shit. And it seems like, well, if this is the easiest way or the straightest line to success, well, then certainly you'd be turning on the evening news and hearing about this all the time. Or for sure politicians would be talking about it, right? I mean, politicians want their constituency to be successful, so you would hear them talk about the importance of delayed gratification and putting off having children and a family and getting married first and first getting married and getting educated and getting an income and then having a family. You think you'd hear about all this stuff, mm-hmm. but you don't hear about any of this stuff.
What?
But yet, it's the only thing that works in the straightest line to success. Now, look, everybody, you know, like, you ever play a pickup basketball game? Once in a while, a guy chucks one up, and it banks in, and everyone kind of knows he didn't mean to bank it. He just kind of chucked it in, and right. it was so far off that it actually went in.
Yeah.
That works on occasion, but it's not something a coach would tell you to practice. And so this notion of, like, I know a woman who's single who had three kids by her 19th birthday, and she ended up going to Cornell. Right. That's the bank shot that is chucked over your shoulder, and it went in.
Yeah.
But let's not coach that. John Wooden wouldn't coach that. Because that's not going to work for most people. It has a super low likelihood of working. But yes, just like when you play hoop, you do chuck that ball up and it does sometimes magically bank in. It's so far off. It's 3 foot away from what you were shooting for and it hit the glass and goes in. And then you have to kind of pretend like you did it on purpose. But you can't argue with the fact that it went through the hoop, but you can't argue with the technique. Yes, Drew?
Agreed.
All right. I want to tell our fans about LifeLock.com, promo code Adam, and download Pluto TV as well on all your favorite devices, and TrueCar, TrueCar.com. So if we do know there is a fundamental straight line to free throws or set shots or jump shots or success, and why not simply coach that, and why not simply try our best to employ those techniques.
How about that?
How about it, Drew?
Yeah. You're a maniac. You're wishing people into the cornfield. How dare you?
I get the pushback from the politicians.
Adam, what about the school to prison pipeline?
Oh, there's a new pipeline.
Oh.
Yeah, Max Pat is going to have to find it. I think it was the school to deportation pipeline.
Oh, of course.
Because now we're...
Well, school to cage to deportation.
Well, that's at the border.
Right.
Yeah, they're going into the cage.
Right.
Yeah, they're being torn out of the arms of their mom and thrown with pitchforks into the cage. You know what I love about all these stories? It's always like, what about the kids who are in the cages? Oh, yeah, yeah. We're on to Stormy Daniel. We're interviewing his lawyer, her lawyer. Okay. But what about... Oh, no, no, no. We're on this Kavanaugh, this rape thing. Yeah, no, but what about the thing? Oh, no. Remember Norm MacDonald? He said rape was okay. I thought, what about the kids? Oh, yeah, no, no, no. Moving ahead. But wait a minute. You're so obsessed with these. Your heart broke for these kids. You wept. For these kids, you couldn't imagine being a parent. If you were a parent, this is how being a parent goes.
Yeah.
Like if someone took Sonny Natalia and put him in a cage on the border, you think Lynette would be
bothered
upset?
For a week?
She'd be bothered for 4 days and then she'd move on to Stormy Daniels? It'd be nice.
What is that? Oh, school to deportation pipeline. There it is.
We got a new pipeline, people.
What magazine is that?
It's Teaching Tolerance magazine? I don't know.
It's a teacher's magazine.
It's a teacher's magazine.
Oh, boy.
Wait a minute. You guys are geniuses. You don't need a magazine to learn stuff. You know everything. You're teachers. There you go.
Oh, well, the cage is imaged there at least. You see? There's a cage there around the school, the pupil's desk.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
So they got the cage at least implied.
That's right. All right. But the school-to-prison pipeline's calmed down a little, right?
Evidently. Well, with probably in California, it's school to sidewalk. I mean, we have with Prop 47 and 57. Now they're going to another one, which is going
to
further.
Wait, you mean prison? Wait, school to sidewalk? Oh, yeah, we don't go to prison. We just go to the sidewalk.
Yeah, you just go to the homeless situation.
Right. All right. Drew's very animated over there. Yeah. You got a call you want?
Let's start at the top.
Start at the top? Let's talk to James, 32, Philadelphia. James.
Hey, what's going on, Astor? What's going on?
What's going on, man?
All right, I need some advice.
Mm-hmm.
I recently took a managerial position at Home Depot, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I never worked for them before, and I got put in charge of the customer service department.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I suddenly have about 20 to 30 subordinates at any given time who are all, they're mostly hefty women of color who sure don't like new white guy boss who has been here 5 years less than them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a tough spot to find myself in. And mm-hmm. I figured, and by the way, they do play Avril Lavigne. I want you to know that they have Avril Lavigne in the speaker.
At the Home Depot? Oh, good.
At the Home Depot. That's right. I heard Complicated the other day. I told you.
Yeah, they play chick music everywhere, even the Home Depot.
It's pretty bad. You know, I remember you bringing that up, and I was like, it can't be the whole time. They got to have some, like, Bob Seger or something like that.
No.
Nope. It's the whole damn time.
That's hate sing. Do you guys sell Milgard doors and windows there?
Yeah, it's been 3 weeks. I don't know.
Yeah, all right. We're going to have to explain to them how I've retrofitted my doors.
Are those good, Milgards? Or
no.
Hollow core doors?
Well, if you get a guy to come fix them.
No, I mean, they have a flaw in the design. It's a long story, Drew, but I've retrofitted mine. It works nicely. All right. It is weird because you got to talk to a bunch of women now, and now you have to come at them with respect, right?
Yeah, assume they've all been...
Hold on. When I was, like, head peon number three, no one needed to come at me with respect because I was... a peon.
Yeah.
I was lower on the total.
You understood you were a peon.
Like when you were starting out and you were at the hospital and you're an intern and that kind of stuff, did they come at you with respect?
No. No, quite the opposite. But hazing.
Did you demand that they come at you with respect?
No such, you wouldn't even imagine.
No, why would they? And why would you demand it? And then how would that even serve you?
No, it's the opposite.
But doesn't serve you?
No.
You know what I mean?
Like my job was to get it done.
I try to explain to people, just you demanding people respect you doesn't serve you. It makes people not want to talk to you, who you work with. Yes?
Yes.
God. Hey, James?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a New World Order, which I gleaned from going through LAX 10 too many times.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who traditionally might not be in the workplace, but they are in the workplace because of their circumstances. Broken families, bad relationships, bad divorces. Think about where a lot of these people are coming from vis-a-vis their dad, the relationship with their
dad,
authority figures and things like that. So there's a bunch of women who got shoved into the workplace, and they have some serious abandonment issues with dad and anger. And now... they're working security, and here comes Dr. Drew, and guess who's playing the role of dad in their life for this brief interaction?
Yeah.
It's you, and guess who is bringing some of that energy to the workplace? The gals do. Look, you can say you can call me a dick.
You're a dick.
If you ask, no, I'm serious. If you ask 100 women who work, have you ever cried at work? The answer will be quite a few will say, yes, I have cried at work. And maybe for good reason, or maybe we shouldn't fault them. But many women will say, yes, I've cried at work. If you ask 100 guys if you've ever cried at work, most of them will say no, simply because work doesn't trigger me. I'm not wired to be triggered at work. I can argue, I can disagree, we can have different techniques and whatever, but it doesn't summon up.
Well, I will tell you the ones that have I've seen cry around my workplace that I've had, you know, in my teams, 100% of them, the ones I can think of that were crying or frequently crying at work, had some significant dad stuff.
What?
Significant.
Well, now you're in charge of these people. So when you go, hey, it's a 10-minute break and you've been out for 15 minutes, all of a sudden that's dad talking and it's summoning things. Now, if I'm taking a 10-minute break and I'm going on minute 17 and you come out and go, hey, put that cigarette out, get the hell back in here, we got customers, it doesn't summon any, there's nothing that it conjures in me other than, oh, shit, break's been, he busted me on my break. But it's not conjuring. If you say that, look, forget about who you're talking about. If you do that to my wife or you do it to Drew's wife, you go, hey, you've been resting too long, get back up, you will summon something. Yes?
Yeah, I was
not
thinking about
that, but can I
go ahead?
Can I point out one thing? So here's what I've found from managerial positions I've had, whether it be in the restaurant industry or here. If I'm not talking about yelling at employees. I'm talking about if I go, yeah, just like you're saying, like, hey, you know, your break's big, you're a little too long on the break here. I'm being disrespectful. I will be brought into an office and told I was by pointing out their poor incompetence to them. I am being disrespectful to that.
Yes, it's the new world order.
So what is the
technique? And by the way, there are plenty of dudes who suffer from this too. That's why you want guys who played football or wrestled or were in the military. Right. It makes it a lot easier.
I'm an Army guy myself.
Oh, well then it's easy. If a guy has a military background or football background or wrestling background, they can talk to each other. If the other guy has a background.
Well, I was talking to a young man who was in a sort of a male managed environment. And he essentially go, hey, pussy, pick that up. But hey, you fucked that up. Stop it. And he would, you know, come too. He then worked by female management, and he got confused. He didn't understand what he was supposed to do. It's like, listen, you should. She was like, make suggestions, and but whatever you want to do, whatever you think is right. And he go, okay, well, I'll do what I want to do. It's like, oh no, what are you doing? And he was like, I was
commonly told I was as useful as a dick pimple in the Army. That was a common phraseology in the work.
I like that, man. Yeah, remind me. I'm going to use that one on you.
But men, we like teasing. We like rough and tumble play. We respond to that kind of thing. But women do not.
Also, what we're dealing with now is a wave of damaged goods showing up at the workplace, men and women.
Don't you think we're sort of
got to deal with it.
Are we sort of toward the tail end of that?
No. The more damaged families we have, the more people are going to get shoved in that environment.
So what technique are you supposed to use? Or do you know?
I've just been brought, like, if I say, if it's something where I go, I don't say this, but if I were to say something like, hey, you're not supposed to, like, you're doing a bad job of that, it's more like, hey, why don't we sit, I have to then go, I think you're doing great, why don't we talk about some ways you can improve, and even then, I'm still Whitey, who's a dick.
By the way, everyone, thank you, James, everyone listen to me.
All right.
When you are a big celebrity like I am, and you are asked to do lines, the director as well, no, do dialogue. Mm. The director is doing the commercial, the VO, the whatever. He will oftentimes say, or she will oftentimes say, that was a great take.
Yeah.
Let's just try one more for safety.
Yeah.
I shouldn't hear that was a great take. Right. I should hear it as there's something they didn't like about that take. And as a matter of fact, let's just save ourselves time and go do another one, please.
Yeah.
This notion of people sit down with you, like Matt, if I ever sit down with you and go, Matt, you're doing an excellent job in this whole travel and itinerary thing. But I've figured out a way for you to be even more excellent. You should book us. Make sure and check us in on the flights that they have, especially if the next thing is a super basic thing. When I say you're doing an excellent job, but here's a way to be even better, I'm not saying you're doing an excellent job, but here's a way to be better. No one does that with anyone any of the time.
I don't want you to do your best. I want you to do my best.
I'm just saying that'll never happen with Matt. But what I'm saying is anyone, if anyone says to me, that was a great take, now do it again, I shouldn't preen and go, wow, that was an awesome take.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess he wants lots and lots of takes. No, I didn't do something right,
yeah.
And he wants another, or absolutely. She wants another take. Yes, Drew?
I would argue that James, our caller, also needs to figure out a way to make this not a race thing. He's got to get through that. Hey, MSRP, you know what that stands for, but what does it mean? What about invoice, list price, dealer price? All confusing, but introducing True Price from True Car, you'll know exactly what you pay, including fees and accessories, and that before you ever get to the dealership. Of course, you know that True Price is a great price because True Car shows you what other people paid for the car you want. You get that scattergram. You see what people are paying for the car in your area. You learn about that car. You learn what a fair price is. You lock in that price. And in addition to it being a true price, including fees and accessory, you know you've locked in a price for an actual vehicle on a True Car certified dealer's lot. And the certified dealers set the true price competitively because they want to win your business. So remember, it is True Car, true price, including fees and accessory. Before you ever get to the dealership, lock in that price for the actual vehicle. When you're ready to buy new or used, visit True Car and you'll enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states.
That's right. All right. Let's talk to Brett, 49, Portland, Oregon.
Hi, guys.
Hey, guy.
Hi, guy.
First off, I just wanted to say, Adam, I saw your show in Portland at the 10, the later show that you taped for, I think, Netflix. That was excellent.
Oh, thanks for coming.
And thanks for turning me on to Prager and Ben Shapiro and Vinny Tortorich. I have heard it all from your show, so...
What can I say?
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Brad. I'm glad you brought up those guys. They're all very different. They all have very good ideas. And you're allowed to listen to them and go, that makes sense to me, or that doesn't make sense to me, or I'll have it make sense to me, and then I'll see how it works for me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's weird.
I didn't even know the difference.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Why would you go, I don't want to hear what Ben Shapiro has to say because I disagree with his politics. You go, well, why don't we hear what he has to say? Yeah. I would never do that to Vinny Tortorich.
No.
I wouldn't go, hey, I got another guy. He taught me about nutrition, and I don't need to hear any new ideas. Like, I don't know, maybe I do.
Yeah.
Or maybe I don't. Or maybe I'll cherry pick a couple of his ideas. Yes?
Yes, that's weird.
Yeah.
There's things where... Tortorich says, you know, hey, drink whiskey, don't drink beer, you know, if you're gonna stay on your diet. All right, I drank 5 beers last weekend. I was watching football. But the next day, I ate some eggs, and I didn't drink any beers. You know, like, I went, all right, I'll listen to this, and then I'll go away from what he said, and then I'll get back to what he said. But guess who gets to decide? I get the information.
As you would say.
Yes, I get to decide.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I don't know. I have a fear of information. It's weird. I've never seen anything like it. Fear of information. It's so bizarre.
Yeah.
Well, I never knew there was a difference between left and liberal until I heard Adam say it. And I'm like, there is? And so...
Well, there's classical liberalism, and then there's, you know, so many different terms.
Now. Well, it's an interesting thing that Prager has been drilling down on,
yeah.
Which is you're funny because you feel you're liberal. I feel I'm a liberal person, but why am I disagreeing with everything I hear on the left? And it's because
right.
There's a difference between left and liberal.
Yep. Yep.
And the concept that he'll always float is the liberal notion of race is colorblind. There is no any, it's just, we're all the same. It's all on merit. There is no,
quality.
It's not, there's no black dorms and there's all that this notion of everything has a group or assignment, a gender assignment, color assignment. That's not a liberal thought. The liberal thought is everyone's equal and now we're going to get along or move forward.
Right.
Yeah. Sad.
I like it.
Yeah. It's interesting stuff.
Well, I do have a question for Dr. Drew. It's kind of an odd. I work for a West Coast airline, the airline that Adam loves. I've heard you mention us
West
a few
Coast,
times
Alaska.
That you've had a couple bad experiences.
Okay.
Well,
I don't want to say the name.
He's had bad experiences with everybody.
We're living in a world where everyone has bad experiences with all airlines all the time.
Yeah. Well, I'm a 20-year veteran at this airline, and I'm probably in the 5% of straight dudes that are there.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had probably, I don't know, 6 or 7 uniform
Southwest.
Changes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. All right.
We've had 6 or 7 uniform changes with this time. In the time, and we've never had a no-tie option I'm kind of like Adam that runs hot all the time,
mm-hmm.
and I'm at this point, I want to get a doctor's note that says I don't have to wear a tie.
Mm.
And what kind of sickness do I need?
I'm going to have that. Let me handle this.
Okay, I can think of two.
I'd say the heartbreak of psoriasis.
Ooh, some skin problems.
Yeah, it's not a heat problem. It's a skin problem. It's a heartbreak of psoriasis. Make sure you work in heartbreak of psoriasis. Now, all you have to do is show up like kind of with a kerchief or a scarf or something, and then go, what's going on with the neck, Brent? And you go, oh, I got a breakout, whatever. And then they do it with the heat, like you do like a fungal thing, like you do. Like when you say somebody's got a yeast infection or something like that, you got to dry it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, needs to be dry. That's right.
It needs to be dry.
Well, psoriasis needs to be in UV exposure. It needs to be in the sun.
The heartbreak of psoriasis. And so your dermatologist said that, especially on those long hops, when they're all buttoned up there.
Southwest.
They're going to the East Coast now.
Yeah, by three stops.
Well, either way. For me, it's the heartbreak of psoriasis.
Okay, psoriasis. How about thyroiditis?
Ooh.
You have suppurative thyroiditis, which is a tender condition of the thyroid.
Mm.
It's temporary, though. It's temporary.
Mm.
Oh, okay. I need something permanent.
Well, but you never know. It could come back.
Okay.
And the other thing would be some sort of tracheal atresia, something affecting your airway.
Mm.
It's already hard to breathe.
I'll tell you.
Congenital tracheal
atresia. Brad, I have a more global pitch you can make to the Southwest management.
Okay.
All right. Now, hang on a second. First, I'm going to tell you about Pluto TV, and then I think I'm going to blow everyone's mind.
Uh-oh.
The leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. They don't even need you to sign up. You can watch for free. Pluto TV is easily and completely legal way. It's easy and legal. You can watch your favorite TV shows, hit movies, and watch them for free. No bootlegging or anything. It's Pluto TV. Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. What are you waiting for? Download Pluto TV for free. You can do it on all your favorite devices. Do it today, including your phone, Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations. Anywhere you stream, you watch Pluto TV. And make sure and say hi to us over on Channel 501. That's the chassis channel. It's available right now on Pluto TV. Can I say this, Drew?
Yes, please. This is going to blow my mind.
Lot of discussion, this for Brett to make to upper management.
Okay.
A lot of discussion these days by the division, the chasm, the ever-growing chasm. You spoke about it earlier in the show, of the have and the have-nots.
Yeah, we talked about it in the context of marriage, yes.
Yes, but the context of marriage, sure,
yeah.
Right. But financially,
yes.
Bigger and bigger chasm growing. Well, we're trying, I think we can all agree that in our society, we're trying to mend that chasm, that schism that turned into a chasm.
Ooh.
We're trying to get the two sides of Snake River Canyon pushed closer together. Now.
Snake River, just because Evel Knievel jumped over that?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's why it's the most important and historically significant
chasm.
Ever. Much, much more important than the Grand Canyon. Not larger, granted, but more important historically.
Sure.
Tried to jump it on a sky cycle. So, you want to bridge this divide, this gap, right?
Mm.
Well, you're out there and you're sashaying around in your tie and your vest and your slacks and your polished shoes. And meanwhile, the people who are flying Southwest, flip-flops, wife beater, cut off sweats, fanny pack. The more you dress like Mr. Drysdale or the Johnny Walker guy or the Monopoly man, the greater the chasm, the greater the separation.
So we've dropped that. We dropped that dressing's chasm.
What I'm saying is you can't, there's no way to install a dress code. You can't tell the guy in the flip-flops and the cut-off sweats and the bad to the bone t-shirt that has two Rottweilers fighting with huge muscles. It's a drawing because Rottweilers don't have biceps.
Right.
But either way, you can't tell that guy to up his game. They'd close you down.
Right.
Why don't we bridge this gap by you guys moving a little closer to your constituency?
Right. So Don Draper used to dress up to fly.
Right.
Right? In the 60s, but you'd never do that now.
When is the last time you're on a Southwest flight and saw a guy wearing a tie? Okay. The answer is the only one on a Southwest flight is wearing a tie are people who work for Southwest.
Yeah.
You're creating a greater chasm between your flying public and you.
So this is your argument that Brett should make to the Southwest employer.
Let's lose the ties.
Yeah. So since the yes, we want certainly the passengers. Look at the leaders of Silicon Valley. How do they dress?
That's right.
T-shirts.
How's Zuckerberg dress? He's got cargo shorts and flip flops. Brett, you hear what I'm saying? The haves and the have-nots.
I do, and you're not going to give me this. Call's probably going to be, you don't have enough time for me, but it's the gays at work that make these decisions about uniform, and they love to be dressed up. The 2-3% of the straight guys pay the price of the dudes that want their ties to match their shoelaces.
They're very dapper,
those people. It's just real difficult.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of reverse discrimination going on in my industry.
They have an aesthetic. There's no doubt about it. That's why you want them in your neighborhood. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're good with trim colors. You know what I mean?
I do.
You move into a Mexican neighborhood, and you're like, purple shouldn't be a choice for fascia around your house. That's a fucking drag boat, Pepe. And they're like, hey, it looks cool, though, right? It's like, See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Going to certain areas where they got the Armos and the Chinese and the Persian people, they like painting wrought iron white. Never a good sign.
No.
Never a good sign to see wrought iron white. But it's a cultural thing. But the gays, no problemo. Yes?
Yes.
Look no further than Silver Lake or many of the other places around here. Those places were gang-infested dumps, then the gays moved in.
Then it's on.
Pow.
Yeah, taking care of business.
My sister bought a house. The reason I know is because I put the down payment down. It was never paid back. Oh. I don't like to bring it up.
Imagine that.
She bought a house in Silver Lake on the hill. It was a dump. We're talking like 1998.
Oh.
$115,000. Could you imagine?
Oh.
Silver Lake?
Woo.
Nothing under $1 million,
You've got to kiss the ass of all your gay neighbors there. Thank them.
I do.
Yeah.
You think I'd get a little more respect in the community. Yeah. Let me tell you about LifeLock. Oh, man. You got to watch out for cyber scams. Centered on Hurricane Florence. Use caution with any emails containing a subject line, attachment, or hyperlink related to the hurricane. Don't do it. Scammers are using your social media. All right, Drew, can you hold still there?
Sorry.
Social media and unsolicited text. There's so many threats in today's connected world. It just takes a one-week link for the criminals to get in. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your identity. Devices you can't easily see or fix on your own. This is the best. It's the industry standard. We all have it here. It's LifeLock, right, Drew?
No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LifeLock. Use the promo code ADAM for an extra 10% off your first year, plus a $25 Amazon gift card with your annual enrollment. That is promo code ADAM at LifeLock.com or 1-800-LifeLock. Terms apply.
All right. Go to AdamCarolla.com and check out some show merch and live shows and whatever you're looking for. Just click it on there. It's all coming up. And go to Chassis, two S's and a Y, and say hi. We got a lot of good material there. Drew, what do you got?
Go to DrDrew.com. Check out the Family of Pods and also join me at Dr. Drew Pinsky Instagram. I'll do some live TV Q&A there. Check it out.
And you can check out The Good Life with Stevie and Cezanne. Where's that? Well, Podcast One, of course. Great conversations, great podcast. At Podcast One. The Good Life with Stevie and Cezanne. Check it out on Podcast One. Until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This is Carolla Digital.
Yeah, Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 channels, thousands of movies, on demand. Well, it's free. It's completely free. Normally when you hear on demand, you go, how much? No, not with Pluto TV. They never ask for a credit card. It's all legal. Just go log on and get it done. The time I'm doing this, you could have Pluto TV, download Pluto TV for free. And do it on your Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, your phone, whatever. And check out Chassy, Chassy, our channel, available now on Pluto TV.